Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
A terrifying incident in the subway. A naked man pushed another man onto the tracks and somehow ended up dead himself. It happened in Harlem yesterday afternoon. Witnesses say the naked guy turned up on the platform of the Central Park North 110th Street station and started dancing next to random people. Then a man tried to fight him off. The naked guy started hitting him and shoved him to the tracks. Victim landed temporarily unconscious. Larice Fluellen told CBS 2 News a Good Samaritan jumped down to try and help.
Luckily, the train that was coming into the station saw them and stopped in time.
Then the naked guy scuffled with the Good Samaritan. He got off one good punch, and that sent the naked guy onto the third rail, where he died instantly. This man tried to help the Good Samaritan.
The guy that was trying to help the other guy, he was shaky. I offered him some hand sanitizer. I offered him some water, and he said no. He was just shaky.
Police did not bring any charges in this incident. Depends on where you go. That appears to be the picture at city vaccination sites, where the Brooklyn Army Terminal stayed closed yesterday, but others opened.
They began vaccinating residents at the Polo Grounds. That's the city housing complex at 157th Street and Frederick Douglass Boulevard. There's been no line to speak of, really. Residents are supposed to have an appointment before they arrive, but those who don't can simply come in person and set up an appointment almost immediately and then just roll up their sleeves. Police Inspector Anthony Gansis says there are 500 doses is available for today. The second doses aren't on site yet, but he says they will be.
We don't have them in reserve. We don't have them on hand. We will receive them prior to the next vaccination day. So everybody leaving today is receiving a 28-day appointment to come back to this facility again and be vaccinated by our personnel.
The shots are being administered by doctors and nurses who work for the NYPD. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at the Polo Grounds in Upper Manhattan.
Governor Cuomo says the state has given out more than 80% of the doses it has gotten from the feds and is set to get only 250,000 more doses next week. Meantime, there are a lot of questions about the vaccines themselves and whether it matters which one you get.
As COVID-19 vaccinations ramp up, many are wondering if it matters which vaccine you get, the one from Pfizer or the one from Moderna. William Schaffner is an infectious disease doctor at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville.
From the point of view of the patient, it's 6 to 1, half a dozen of the other. They are very, very similar vaccines.
Schaffner says both have similar effectiveness and both require 2 shots.
That is correspondent Jim Crisula reporting. The experts do say whichever one you get for the first dose, you have to get the same one for the second. Disturbing allegations against an assistant teacher at a city pre-K program in Queens. The Post quotes a special investigation report from 2018 saying a little girl was standing on a chair when an assistant teacher grabbed her and shoved her into a garbage can. The report says she later forced the child to sit in a corner and put a lucite block with a spider used for science lessons in the child's sweater. Another teacher saw it and reported it, but school officials didn't take action, and the investigative report didn't happen until more than a year after the incident. DOE says a teacher is no longer working in that place and will no longer be allowed to work in any of their programs ever again. Well, add the Girl Scouts to the groups trying to get away from President Trump. New York City chapter wants to end its lease at 40 Wall Street, otherwise known as the Trump Building. Scouts say they signed a 15-year lease back in 2014, but now consider it a very high priority to get out of the lease and the building. Experts, though, say the Scouts may not be packing anytime soon, since it's very difficult, usually, to break a lease. Well, they're just watching those jackpots grow. Nobody won Powerball last night, so it will be $730 million on Wednesday, and it is by the way, the second big jackpot.
One of the largest jackpots in U.S. history will grow even larger since there was no winner for Friday night's drawing of the Mega Millions $750 million top prize. The numbers, if someone had them, would have marked the fifth largest jackpot ever drawn. Mega Millions estimates its next prize will be $850 million, which would be the third largest of all time. The drawing is on Tuesday.
That is correspondent Matt Piper reporting. As for Powerball, at least one New York ticket did match five numbers. That's good for $1 million. The numbers, 14, 20, 39, 65, 67. The Powerball was two.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.